It took a decade of planning and tens of billions of dollars, but U.S. television stations finally made the move to digital broadcasting 2 months ago. In addition to a sharper picture and better sound, broadcasters touted all the new free content that would be available on over-the-air TV. But as Joel Rose reports, the reality so far has fallen short.
Because of the digital transition, TV stations can now offer four or more different channels, where before they only had one. So if you're one of the 12 million or so Americans who only get their TV signals over the air, you've probably got some new options, like this.
Laugh at this.
Just what the doctor ordered.
An all-day marathon.
Thank you very much, Jack. Now I need to take two more Valium.
With movies this funny.
This TV is a syndicated network that mostly shows old MGM movies, many of which were forgotten for a reason. Some viewers can also get retro TV, featuring reruns of Knight Rider and Magnum PI. Two of the major networks are offering their own national weather channels. But FCC Commissioner Michael Copps says this is a far cry from what broadcasters could do with the new channels.
If this spectrum is going to be used just for home shopping channels and Doppler radar scopes and all of that, then it is falling far short of the purpose that it could be serving. And it has the capacity to really represent local issues, local politics, local music, local religious and cultural diversity.
It's also falling short of what broadcasters themselves promised. In the 1990s, they were eager to show Congress that they deserve to get their share of digital spectrum for free, just like they got their original analog spectrum free. So they promised a few things, like newscasts customized by neighborhood. Ellie Noam teaches economics at Columbia University.
Whenever a new media is starting, there's always the promise and the hope, really, of content that is local, that is educational, and what have you. And then kind of the reality sets in, and the reality are kind of cold economic facts, and they kind of tend to change the equation.
The cold economic facts are that broadcasters collectively spent $10 billion just switching over to digital TV, and content is expensive. Just one evening newscast can cost tens of thousands of dollars to produce. Local TV stations don't have as many viewers as they used to, and more than half of the viewers they do have are watching on cable. So they're not even seeing the new over-the-air channels, says Dennis Wharton of the National Association of Broadcasters.
There is a disincentive for broadcasters spending a tremendous amount of money, and let's not kid ourselves, it costs a lot of money to make compelling programming. If 60% of viewers are going to be denied access through the cable wire.
Denied access, says Wharton, because cable operators only carry one local channel per station. The FCC requires cable operators to carry local channels as part of their basic package. For years, broadcasters have been pushing to expand the so-called must-carry rule to cover their other digital channels before they invest millions of dollars in new content. But cable operators say they don't have room for the extra channels, especially for programming that doesn't exist yet. Brian Dietz is a spokesman for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association.
There's a definite capacity issue that cable operators are facing and don't have the unlimited ability to add broadcast channels that they don't even know what the content is.
But some stations are creating new services with no promise of cable carriage. Public television stations across the country have added additional channels devoted to educational and arts programming, although most of it isn't really new. One commercial broadcaster in California has found an innovative use for his extra airwaves.
Nhà thì thưa anh là mỗi thứ năm hàng tuần lúc 6:30 chiều thì
Gary Cocola owns about 30 low and full power TV stations in California and Idaho. He's decided to rent airtime on his new digital channels for $5,000 a month. So far, he's had one taker, the Vietnamese broadcasting service based in Southern California. Cocola says he has other deals in the works.
One of the things that I've found is that there are many local people within the community that have never had the ability to have their own television channel. I believe that's really where the ideas have come from.
In a way, Cocola's business model looks back to a time when radio stations leased their least profitable airtime to super local broadcasters, who in turn sold their own ads to pay for it. Could it also be a sign of things to come on digital TV? FCC Commissioner Michael Copps would like to think so.
Now that we put American consumers through all of this trauma of getting right with the technology and getting converter boxes and new antennas and all of that, I mean, that wasn't easy for anybody. We've got the digital TV now. What are we going to do with it?
For now, the answer seems to be lots of weather channels and reruns of Knight Rider.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.